Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, as we heard in the headlines, a man in his 40s has been seriously injured following a hit and run on the Lower Rathmines Road in Dublin last night. The incident involving a car and a pedestrian happened at around 8:45 p.m. And for the latest on this, I'm joined on the line by Irish Times crime and security correspondent Conor Gallagher. Good morning, Conor.
Good morning, Colin.
The car involved in the incident failed to remain at the scene. What can you tell us?
Yeah, this is another suspected hit and run where an adult male aged in his 40s was struck on the Lower Rathmines Road on Sunday evening just before 9 p.m, which would have been a busy period in the town of people out socialising for the Christmas period. As you said, the car failed to remain at the scene. The man was taken to St. Vincent's Hospital and his injuries are understood to be very, very serious and he remains there receiving treatment. So Gardaí are appealing for information. Anyone in the area who might have seen something, including or even in particular people with dash cam footage, to come forward and make contact.
Okay, and they can get in touch with the Gardaí at Rathmines Station on 01 666 700, or on the Gardaí confidential line they can call 1-800-666-111, or indeed call into any Gardaí station with information they might have. Separately, Conor, Gardaí continuing to search for a driver of a silver-coloured Ford Transit van following the death of a 21-year-old woman in a hit-and-run in Rathkeel in Limerick on Saturday.
That's right. This young woman, Margarita Sheridan, she'd just become a mother 3 weeks ago and had gotten married last year. She was killed on Saturday afternoon when she was struck by a silver Ford Transit van while standing outside of a property in the Limerick town of Rathkeel. It's understood the van struck a gate, and the gate in turn struck Miss Sheridan and pinned her against the wall, causing her serious injuries. She was given assistance at the scene by locals before being rushed to Limerick University Hospital, where unfortunately they were unable to save her life. So the Garda investigation remains ongoing and there's significant tension in the town after that.
And a heavy Garda presence there then as a result of those tensions, is there?
That's right. There would be extra Gardaí in the town of Rathkeel around Christmas time. Usually, you have a lot of families returning home and a lot of people returning home from the UK, and there can be a spike in public order incidents over the Christmas period. But even more Gardaí have been assigned to the town in the wake of this incident. There are suspicions it may have been linked to a feud between two parts of a large family. Miss Sheridan is not believed to have been involved in the feud herself, or indeed any form of criminality. But one line of inquiry is, you know, if she was struck deliberately, although it should be said that it's not, as of now, a murder or manslaughter investigation. The priority now for Gardaí is finding the driver of this silver van, and also keeping a lid on tensions in the town and dissuading people from perhaps engaging in any reprisal attacks over the coming week.
All right. Of course, people can get in touch with the Gardaí confidential line if they have dash cam footage or any witness statements to make to 1-800-666-111 as well. But there's, Conor, a deep sense of sadness and shock in the community there. As you said at the outset, she'd given birth to a child just 3 weeks ago, and people have been going online to pay tribute to her.
That's right. She's from a well-known family in the area. People have been paying tribute to her all through the weekend, described her as a charming, intelligent young woman who always had the time of day for everyone she met. Obviously, just starting out in life, gave birth to a little girl there 3 weeks ago. So it's really left the town in shock. And there's a sense of numbness combined with that sense of tension. So the flowers were being laid at the scene there yesterday while Gardaí kept a discreet watch on things. The scene remained sealed off yesterday as the investigation continues. But yes, a significant degree of sadness in the town this week.
All right, and condolences to the Sheridan family for a very sad and tough time of the year to be grieving at. Okay, coming up, footing the bill for teachers in fee-paying schools. Should the taxpayer be picking up the tab?
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.